another fine show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio is the radio show that is changing the world through science and spirituality as we realize that our well-being and our happiness is through our own thoughts. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio, the jewels. Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful and chilly Southern California. Thanks for tuning into our live show today where you get to talk to Marilyn Kapp, better known as the medium to the Hollywood stars. I think you're going to be absolutely amazed on how accurate Marilyn is, especially around the energy of departed loved ones. All right, I see the phone lines are all lit up. So let's listen to our sponsors and then we'll get right into the show. Come discover Canada's most unique and inspirational events, the Body, Soul, and Spirit Expo. Explore the many ways to improve your life mentally, physically, and spiritually as you expand your own consciousness. Attend seminars and workshops with the world's most life-changing authors, experts, and speakers. Body, Soul, Spirit Expo events are throughout Canada to fit your schedule and with inspirational speakers such as shamanic best-selling author Dr. Stephen Farmer and superfood guru David Wolf. To find a Body, Soul, Spirit Expo that you would like to attend, go to www.bodysoulspiritexpo.com. That's bodysoulspiritexpo.com. Come aboard to Law of Attraction Radio Network's Cruise to Transformation 2010. The last cruise was so powerful, we wanted to bring forth the energy once again to heal and completely transform you into being the magnificent manifester that you are here to be. We have 8 exceptional interactive workshops that will heal you, transform you, and give you great insight to your authentic self. Dee Wallace is returning by popular demand, as well as the most incredible and documented energy healer, Amin Habib, who transforms and emits powerful healing energy to us all. We have law of attraction experts, EFT experts, relationship experts, and hypnosis experts ready to help you to transform your life. So come along and enjoy this most affordable and luxurious event. This 4-night cruise is May 31st through June 4th out at the Port of Long Beach. Visit the cruise page at loaradionetwork.com. Think you can't afford this? Oh, yes, you can, because you are a magnificent manifester. See you on May 31st. Access your forgotten abilities to create a happy and joyful life that is filled with abundance through the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Listen to shows that will inspire and uplift your consciousness, required to fulfill your desires, by downloading your favorite shows to your MP3 player. Join us at loaradionetwork.com. That's loaradionetwork.com. Okay, we're back. So before we bring Marilyn out and about, I do want to shout out a huge hi to all the new listeners coming from Live 365. Law of Attraction Radio Network is now streaming all of our fantastic shows through Live 365. And I just want to mention that there is a broadcasting schedule that you can check to see what time all of the fantastic shows are airing, especially for those of you who are listening through your smartphones. Now, if you wish to have an application for your smartphone, go to the loaradionetwork.com and get the free download for all of your phone needs. And for all of the longtime listeners, don't forget that my show, as well as all the others, are available through iTunes, Zunes, and about 100 different directories. So tune us in. We just love to share our energy with you. Next week, we have MIT-trained scientist Raymond Francis back with us, talking about his book, Never Be Fat Again. Now, this is a show not to be missed. You know, there are not that many products that I will personally endorse, but I've got to tell you, I strongly endorse BeyondHealth.com as being the most important company in bringing the world into healthy alignment. You know, we would need health insurance if everyone would read his book, Never Be Sick Again. If you truly want to be healthy and never worry about weight gain, you must listen to this show. Here's the key to never being fat again. Just stop thinking about losing weight and start thinking about being healthy. It's just that easy. So tune in to hear Raymond Francis of BeyondHealth.com. You're going to thank me. And then the week after that, we want you to tune in to hear Joe Dunning with us once again to clear away all that old energy that just keeps on getting stuck. Now let's talk to Marilyn Kapp, spiritual medium, who at the age of 2 watched as her grandfather left his body. As she continued to communicate with him often during her young life, she began to understand that his protection and affection did not end with his death. Much to her surprise, she began to realize that others were not really able to communicate or to see exactly what she saw. As the years progressed, her mission became clear that she must deliver the message that death, as we know it, simply does not exist. And if we could fully comprehend this statement, then we could fully comprehend living life to the absolute fullest. Welcome, Marilyn, to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Hey, thank you.
Marilyn, last night I just happened to watch the movie The Sixth Sense, and I was wondering how your childhood compared with that movie. Did you see people just pop up and want you to deliver a message? Was it scary, or what was it like for you?
Absolutely. I didn't find it frightening. It was something that just, you know, my mother was always very psychic, and I would report to her what her dad was saying, and she would ask me questions, and I would repeat what was going on. So to me, it was very normal, and I was very surprised to find out that other kids didn't do that. In The Sixth Sense, I was really amazed. At the end of the movie, I just sat there stunned because I realized that they had to have a really good medium that was consulting with them. When the boy was in the car talking to his mother about he was channeling her mother, who came to the dance recitals when she was a little girl. That's exactly what it's like. And then the woman comes over who's very frightening, who was hurt and on the bicycle. That's not what it's like. I wouldn't see bloody, gory scenes. I would just see friendly, kind people who wanted to come through and give a message of healing and tell people that they were with them and that they loved them. Sometimes they would come through and give a message that somebody might need some medical attention. And at the beginning, I really didn't know how to shut it off. It would just go all the time. And sometimes I would see things that were frightening. I would see plane crashes and the people floating out. And, of course, I'd see the pictures later in the newspaper. Those were the people. And it was a lot of conversations with God asking that I be an instrument of healing. If there's something I can do to change the energy or to allow things to have a better outcome, I would love to see it. If it's God's will and there's nothing I could do, I ask that I not see it. And that's happened over time. So now I'm not frightened at all. As an adult, I've never been frightened by it, and it's always been for, you know, a mission of healing, to let people know that we're never alone. Love doesn't end. And what's really amazing is our growth with people doesn't end. Not only are they out there, they're watching over us, they're helping us, but they're really doing their own healing as well as ours. People who had issues that they passed down, addiction issues, issues with, you know, maybe abuse issues, they're the first ones to understand when they have their life review after they pass that that wasn't the way to go. And they're afraid of the pattern continuing. So they lend their healing. They'll whisper to their children. They'll talk them through. And they'll heal along with the family pattern, along with their children. And I find that to be amazing. I've witnessed it over and over again. And so the growth doesn't end, and the love continues, and so we can evolve and be more loving and kind. So it's been amazing for me to just watch how things develop with families. It's really beautiful.
Wow, Marilyn, that is so well put. It's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Hey, by the way, we have got a mutual friend on the phone. As a matter of fact, she was the one that told me all about you. So, if you don't mind, let's take a call from the fabulous Miss Dee Wallace. Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
Well, I just wanted to come on and just give some love to Marilyn.
Thank you.
Marilyn, you know how much you helped me through a couple of really difficult times. And you don't mind if I share a little, do you?
Oh, no, that's fine.
My daughter lost her boyfriend, whom she had been with for almost 3 years in a really violent car accident. And really, before I even got to explain to Marilyn how it had happened and everything, she started bringing through the messages and even gave us a lead as to where the boy who had hit them and created these deaths, where we could find him or where the police could find him. But most of all, gave a lot of information to my daughter that was enabled her to move into peace about all of it, you know, and a true knowing that that she still had a connection. And interestingly enough, she had lost her father at 7. And I don't know if you remember, Marilyn, but when you did the reading, Josh was still in kind of such limbo and disbelief that he spoke through Christopher. So Gabrielle and I not only got to speak with Josh about what happened and his feelings and his sentiments for Gabrielle, but we also got to speak with Chris because he was with Chris, which gave us both much peace.
Dee, just to clarify, you were married to the wonderful actor Christopher Stone, who died of a heart attack very, very early in life. And that's who you are referring to when you say Chris. Okay, continue on.
And Chris was able to come through and kind of decipher the messages for him, which I thought was extremely interesting. So in doing something for my daughter, I actually received much peace and loving messages from my own husband who had left earlier.
It's interesting because while we're talking, I don't usually remember what I channel, but I can hear them talking while you're talking, and your sweetie's coming through, and he says your daughter's done an inordinate amount of healing, and she's really moving forward, not away from the other person that she loves, but he's helping to orchestrate. If she's not in love yet, she's going to be in love, in a very deep love. And that's coming in soon if it hasn't already happened. There's been incredible healing with her. And also she's changed something about herself. She's made like a curve in the road, not a big hairpin turn, but something that, because her heart is more relaxed, she's been able to move forward in ways and in her creativity that she might not have thought possible. Your sweetie is with you all the time. He watches out for you. There's no question about that.
Yes,
you know?
I know that. Thank you. And thanks. We're... You know, Gabby, she went through a lot of loss and a lot of pain very early in her life. And I think she's kind of let go of the struggle, I'm hoping.
It's interesting, too, because the vibrational area where people who are out of body, they vibrate on a different vibrational level, but they're viable just like we are. And the people who are going to come in are with them and available to them. And there's going to be a new life coming into your family. We don't know the timing, but your husband is holding a baby boy. Now, this boy is coming into the family. He might be born in, or he might find another way to come in, but he's already attached heart-wise, and he plans on coming into your family. And he's very excited about it.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, if that happens to me, I'll make a lot of money, Marilyn.
No, 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 not through you. Don't worry. No, no,
well,
no, not through
I'm
you.
Sure it's,
but
I'm sure
but in your family.
Find us in some other way. So,
yep.
That,
oh, he'll be coming into your family.
Are you talking grandson?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, grandson. Yeah.
You tell him grandma's looking forward to having a lot of fun and spoiling him just rotten.
Oh, he's going to have fun. And he's already aligned, and your husband is the one who's holding him. Beautiful
wow.
Eyes. You'll see. And it's probably a couple of years off. There's still some time. She still needs to have some healing, but there's a baby aligned waiting to come in. I'm always amazed how they know this, but they do. They're the ones who are holding the babies before they ship them off to us. And what's really lovely about that, your husband wants you to know, when you hold this baby, it's from his arms to her and then to your arms. So it's how they basically send us a Valentine.
Dee, I don't know about you, but I just got goosebumps all the way down my back.
Oh, yes. That's wonderful.
No,
Dee, I know that you're walking down the red carpet right now.
As
we're
right?
Yeah, it's so Hollywood, isn't
yes,
it?
And I wish I was there. But I want to make sure everybody realizes about your upcoming workshop on March 6th. You have to tell us about it, please.
You know, it's a birthday party for everybody to really be reborn into the love for themselves. And as you know, I think that's the basis of all manifestation, is the true unconditional love for ourselves that we weren't taught and forget how to ascertain. So it's going to be a beautiful, wonderful, joyful, incredible day of experiences that take us into truly experiencing loving ourselves and wanting and honoring the creation of everything that we are choosing. If Marilyn has any information about this beautiful day, I'd love to hear it. But I
oh,
know
I
already
can't wait.
That Christopher's going to be there. I'm certain of that. Wherever there was love, Chris was there.
Oh, he is right there. And sometimes he likes to come through you once in a while. And he does, but he's absolutely going to be there, and I will too. I'm very excited about it.
Okay,
oh,
let me just tell all of my listeners, if you are interested in going to Dee Wallace's workshop in L.A. on March 6th, go to her website, officialdeewallace.com, and sign up immediately because it's filling up fast. You are not going to want to miss it.
They can just email me directly, too, at consciouscreation101@yahoo.com.
Okay, great. And I just want to remind everybody that Marilyn, Dee, and I are all three going to be on the Cruise to Transformation. So come and play with us. It's going to be so fantastic.
I cannot
wow.
wait for that. I cannot
I wait
to play with you and share my work and do work with you. I'm beside myself that you honored us with
oh,
coming on to
you.
This cruise. So
thank you for inviting me along.
Oh,
thank
we're
going to
have
I'm
so
honored.
Much fun.
Oh, yes, we're going to have so much fun. And Dee, since you're on the red carpet, if you happen to see George Clooney, tell him that I got a free berth for him in my cabin.
Ooh, okay. No, baby, I get dibs first, but if he balks at that, or maybe we can get a three-bed cabin. You know, I think sex is really good for healing, Jules. Anyway, I love you two fabulous women. I'm off to take pictures for the paparazzi. And I can't wait to play with you.
All right, we'll let you go. We love you, Dee. See you later. Marilyn, that was so much fun. Marilyn, we got to start taking calls. The switchboard is going berserk here. So let's take the first caller. Hello there. You're live on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Yes. Well, actually, I was wanting to know if she gets any messages from my husband in spirit.
Let's see. First of all, is his mother out there as well?
She is.
She is, because she's the one who comes in first.
Oh.
She's the one who comes in first, and she sends a lot of love to you. She says that she has a real personality, isn't she?
Uh-huh.
you know? And she says that she has a little bit to make up to you, and she says that she really loves you a lot and wants to make sure you know that, and that you are an incredibly responsible person and really showed a lot of character through everything that happened. Okay? And she just wants you to know that she wants you to know that she is aware of that. Your husband's a very kind person, isn't he?
Yes.
Very, very kind. And he knew he was going, yes? He went from illness?
He did.
He did.
I think he knew more of this that he was going than I did.
Yeah, he says he absolutely knew, and he was very, very angry about it, not so much for him, but because he really didn't want to leave. He also sends his regards to a younger male. He sends his love, too. He was very upset about going because he really, if he could still be in body, he would still be in body. He's not angry at God. He's not angry, but he was just angry that he's a real fighter, too. He really struggled, and you really took incredible care of him. He says you're his arch supporter. I mean, that was a funny way to put it, but he says you did his walking for him. I mean, he really became incapacitated, and yet it almost feels as if he acted like he was in denial just so that you could have as much quality time together as you could, you know? But
he
did fight
hard to hang on.
Yeah, he did. He really didn't want to leave you, and he says you kind of snuggled with him right before he went. And he said his actual leaving was very, very peaceful. He's talking about a brother out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has a brother out there. And he says, it's, you know, they hang out, they have a good time, they play cards. He's laughing, but he watches out for you. And it's interesting, too, because it feels like the last few months, the last 4 to 6 months, there have been some changes in your life. You've really been trying to get out there more, or I don't know, just your creativity, or your juices are flowing in a different way. And that heart-wise, it was really hard for you to get motivated, I'm sure, for quite some time. But he says there's been a real turn, and he loves hearing you laugh. He says, you have to understand, and I hear this again and again, when they hear us laugh, it's so healing for them. It really, really is. And he also wants to say that even though he might have known the prognosis, you know, mentally he knew. Again, he was more aware of what was going on and really tried to play it down. He says that you did everything you could on the physical end, you know, and not to feel badly. You didn't miss anything. He says sometimes he'll whisper to you and you don't hear him about not feeling badly about how you'll go over and over how things went and you'll think maybe you missed something or you could have caught something. And he says, no, that couldn't have been. It just was the way it was. And he says he really spoke from the heart before going, didn't he? You know, he knew, and he just really wants you to know how much he loves you.
Oh.
But he's fine. He's absolutely fine. He says, except when his mother is annoying him. He's joking. He's absolutely joking. But
yeah.
But she's again. She's a little powerhouse. His mother, you know. So, but she's, you know, she wants you to know. It's very important that you know that she's on your team.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, yeah, and she's watching out for you. And your husband's a sweetheart. He feels like such a gentle, kind person.
He
really does.
And
a very responsible person. You know, he's the kind of person that, you know, he might not overtake the room or be loud, but there's a quiet energy about him. If he's next to you, you just feel his presence so strongly, you know. He's, you know, just a very, like a calming, strong, strong presence, very responsible person, and very kind.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But, yeah, he's with you.
With my dad at all?
Yeah, your dad is fine. Oh, the other thing your husband wanted to say is he tried to communicate with you by trying to do something with the TV. I don't know if your TV flickered or acted weird at some point right after he left, but he said he tried to... You know, it's interesting because, again, the vibrational level, there's the whole physics of it, and electricity is very similar to their vibration. And he said he really tried to get through to you by trying to flick the TV or do something or shut it off. So think back and see if that happened. And, yeah, your dad is fine. Your dad also went from illness, yes?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know? Oh, he's a stubborn one, isn't he?
Yeah,
he says he could be very, very stubborn, and your husband is laughing because your husband would be more compliant with the doctors. Your father could be pretty non-compliant, And he didn't want to listen to what was going on, and he probably didn't take great care of himself health-wise, but he really didn't plan on going out so soon either. But, yeah, he's absolutely fine. And he has a great laugh, your dad. So, no, they're having a good time together, but he says he's still stubborn, and your husband is shaking his head and going, oh, yes, I'm a witness to that.
Yeah.
But they're having fun. They're absolutely having fun. Somebody's a good cook out there. Your dad. With, you know, your dad has his specialties?
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, so he's laughing, your husband. But, yeah, they are having a good time.
Oh,
absolutely.
Good.
Thanks for calling in. Marilyn, I have got an email from a very good friend who lives in Florida who wants to find out if you could pick up the energies from her husband who has just passed.
Okay, hold on just a sec. What a bright, sparkly energy he is. He's a real personality as well, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And he could be very, very funny. His smile lights up a room. He's the kind of person, I'm sure we all feel this way about everybody we love, but it's hard to imagine the world without him in it. And he had some heart issues, didn't he? There are definitely some heart things going on. His dad is out there, too, as well. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I am aware of that.
This guy had no idea he was going. He didn't get to say goodbye, did he?
Well, actually, he committed suicide.
A lot of people don't want to admit that right away, you know. And the thing about him, I have to tell you, sometimes if somebody is a vengeful suicide or they do it for hurtful reasons, to hurt other people, I can't access them. They're in a rehab kind of setting. And this guy isn't. This guy is available. This guy is absolutely available. And it's interesting because what he would show is this amazing demeanor, of this beautiful, bright light smile, these beautiful twinkling eyes. And the thing is that it's hard to even imagine sometimes him having that darker side. The way, he just chuckled, he has this great laugh. The way, there's no question that he went about doing this. However, he's being treated, the reason they talked about heart problems and heart disease first, he went out as if he had a head attack, the way that some people have a heart attack. And it's the wiring, it was just, the wires were crossed, he couldn't see himself out of the situation, and it's strange because it feels as if the way he's putting it, he would get very, very angry at himself and go into like these tunnels sometimes where he couldn't see light. And then when he was fine, he was fine. All this making sense?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he absolutely would be fine other times. And he really, you know, he knows you pretty well too, doesn't he?
Yes, he's a very old friend.
He's sending his love to you as well. He loves his wife. He never meant to hurt her. He takes full responsibility. But, you know, he's too ethereal. There's just an energy about him that's just too, you know, it's so funny because the joy he would have in life, it's almost as if he was walking an inch above the earth and he had trouble touching down, and that he, you know, and again, if you met him in the right mood, you would never know that this is part of him. And he just used the word flaky. He says, I'm not flaky, not that he's casting dispersions on anyone who is, but you would never really think that he would be capable. And yet at the same time, he says it's no surprise because there's something about him that's too gentle for the earth, too, it's like he's always walking an inch above. But he really wants to get it across that he didn't do it to harm anybody else. And he's really, you know, his wife, he says, this might sound crazy. It isn't like she's not mourning, but he says she's doing okay because she knows that he loves her. He says his heart just didn't know how to live here. And that basically, you know, little signs of this showed up from the time he was an adolescent, you know, pretty young. And again, it isn't like blatant signs of mental illness that somebody should watch, you know, with a flashlight. It just feels as if he walks so lightly on the earth. And yet, sometimes you would see him and he would just sparkle and be radiant. And just because energies would affect him. You know, he was very, very sensitive to other people, you know. And other people, he would pick up other people's sadness and take it. He's too porous. He would take in other people's pain. And it would be so porous that he would be grief-stricken if somebody else near him was grief-stricken, and you wouldn't even understand why he was feeling that way. He's just way too porous. He said it's almost like he came in with an invisible body. Everything could pass through him. He felt like a ghost on the earth. But you know what? He says, I'm absolutely fine. And he feels that he could be maybe of better service out of body than in body. But boy, his heart is broken because he didn't want to cause anybody any pain. And Jules is saying thank you to you for getting him to his wife, for letting her know, because he wasn't angry. That's the biggest thing. He wasn't angry. There's no hate in this man. And you know that. You know that about him. There's no hate in him at all. And he tried to be responsible. He really tried. And he just, you know, again, it was like a head attack instead of a heart attack. You know, there's a kindness about him, isn't there?
Yes.
You know, there's a gentle kindness. He would not hurt people on purpose. And, you know, doing so many readings, I do a lot of suicides, and most people are just so, you know, sometimes the body just isn't aligned right. The wiring isn't aligned right. There's symmetry with being here on the earth, with the vibrational level of the earth, and being around other people. It sometimes it's just too hard for people, and you really need to know that when they pass, they're not conked over the head and sent in some horrible place. I mean, they're given a lot of love and a lot of care, and they have access to us. And the very few exceptions would be somebody who's a vengeful suicide, who does it to hurt somebody. And again, they go into a rehab setting. It isn't like they're being horribly punished. Your friend here says it's punishment enough to see the grief that's caused from this. That's you know, and none of us deserve that. That really, he did not do it on purpose. Clearly, he says he did it by his own hands, but it wasn't purposeful. It really wasn't. He would get into these spaces where he couldn't see his way out, and he just became so physically uncomfortable from the energies around him. But he says you really need to know anybody who's lost someone to suicide, they have great care and great attention, and they're showered with a lot of love, and they do have access to us most of the time and can be with us. And he says his wife is healing very well under the circumstances, which, you know, obviously these are very tough circumstances, but he says he's with her, you know, and he wants to say thank you because she was kind to him at times when he says he was kind of impossible. And he wasn't impossible on purpose, but again, there's an ethereal nature to him that just, and you know, this guy doesn't hold a grudge, does he?
No, I never knew him to hold a grudge.
He's a very gentle, I'm picking up just such a good, purposeful person. And the last thing he would want to do is hurt somebody. He says, Jules, thank you, thank you, thank you. He sends his love, and that he loves his wife, to send his love to her.
Marilyn, in order for her to start feeling his presence, will she have to be further along in the grieving process?
Absolutely. It's interesting because these questions bring up a lot of themes that come up constantly in readings. We're in the physical body and we need to grieve. And we need to grieve because otherwise it stays in the body and we get sick. It's a heavy energy. But as we grieve, eventually our energy comes back up. It isn't that we move away from or outgrow the person or move away from them, but we start to come back to, you know, appreciating what's on earth a little bit more, seeing in color again. And the more we appreciate what's on the earth and the more we let our grief pass through our body and let it out, our vibrational level rises. They vibrate at a higher level. They'll lower their vibration so that we can feel them. And he says, absolutely. In fact, she has the potential to see full manifestations of him. Absolutely. He says she's already reacting too, and he says he came to you before too, and you reacted to him as well. He would give you a little hug, and if you were conscious of it or not, you would just stop and, oh, you know, and he says his wife is so cute because it's interesting what happens with her. He says her mouth will get dry, she'll just feel a little weird, and then she puts her hand on her chest and goes, oh. And she isn't even aware that it's him. But yes, he has been with her. He's been surrounding her. And as her grief, you know, there are reasons why we stay in a state of grief. You know, a lot of religions have it for 1 year. It basically takes that much time for the density of the grief to leave our bodies. We need to cry and we need to physically allow this to go through us. My mom passed recently. And as much as I can see her and I know she is okay, the physical body just doesn't want to accept that the world doesn't have her in it on the physical. And so we really have to acclimate that to our knowledge of, yes, they are fine. So as time goes by, he says another 2 to 4 months, she'll start to really see him. And because of, he just laughed, because of how he did it, he doesn't want to cause any more trouble. So he's really going to try and do his best. Also, he likes dogs, doesn't he?
He could.
Yeah, he's got a dog out there with him. So he said he's going to, she'll hear barking in her head because the out-of-body dog will come in. He will try everything to get to her. He absolutely will. You know, and again, it wasn't, it's so, he's showing a lot of emotion about this. She has to know, let her know, it isn't about her. It was really about him and his energy and how he walked the earth. Know that from years ago, you just know what he's like. And he says some people, as much as we talked about that personality that you can never imagine him doing this, the people that know him well and know him intimately and know his energy really might be surprised he lasted this long. You know, it was a real struggle for him. I know that sounds like a dichotomy, but he says, if you really knew how my heart worked, it was a dichotomy, you know. It was very hard for me to stay here. And sometimes it was hard for him to express that. He felt so alienated in the emotion of how do you explain to somebody how it's uncomfortable to be here when the people around you love you so much. It feels like you're, you know, he said it's almost disgraceful. How do you tell people who care for you, I'm uncomfortable here? It doesn't have to do with them. He says it's something that's been in him for many years. And again, please take solace. He wants her to know that he's comfortable. He gets it. He's comfortable. As long as she's okay and the people that love him feel him and know that he's okay. And again, people need to grieve, but know in their hearts that he's okay and that he's present and accounted for, then everybody can heal more quickly.
That's wonderful. I'll make sure she gets the message. Let's go on to the next caller. I believe this is Molly. Molly, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Do you have a question for Marilyn?
I want to see if you could, I've been feeling and hearing things around my house, things kind of moving, sounds.
Yeah. And you lose a female friend?
No.
There's a female bouncing around in there. Went from illness. Huh?
My daughter said that there's a girl that walks around and
wakes
her up at night.
Yeah, and there's nothing evil about her. She just likes to bounce around. You might ask her to go to the light and go to her family, but she went from illness. She didn't want to go, and she likes your daughter a lot. She hasn't been trying to scare anybody, but she's a little bit playful. So it doesn't feel horrible, but again, if she makes you uncomfortable, she'll listen. She'll go if you tell her to go. She doesn't want to be where she's not welcome, but she likes being there, you know?
What?
And She loves your daughter, and she won't hurt her. She won't hurt her at all. But she's just bouncing around, and, you know, again, she just likes it here, you know. I think she might be waiting also for other family members to cross over. It doesn't feel like she's, you know, in some weird dilemma that she hasn't crossed or passed. I think she's passed into the light, but then just likes hanging around there, you know.
Do I know her?
I don't know. I mean, I asked first if you had a friend that went out, so I get somewhat of an attachment, you know, but I get her being younger than you, older than your daughter, you know, and there might be a connection somehow to the house or to the neighborhood. I do think there's a connection, but a loose connection, you know. Your daughter might, you know, you might want to ask your daughter if maybe one of her friends had an older sister or something like that passed. And again, she is not somebody who wanted to go. And she just enjoys being there. Again, she hasn't gone out of her way to frighten anybody. You know, she's just bouncing around. And she's playful. And she can be sweet.
Wow.
You know? So, yeah, your daughter's not frightened of her, is she?
Not at all. It's her friend.
No. Yeah, she's her buddy, you know? Your daughter's pretty smart, good in math, huh?
Oh, yeah, she's smart. She's only 4.
Amazing. Yeah, she's really amazing. You watch her develop. She has one of those technical minds that can just, you know, she probably has a photographic memory. So be very careful what you say, you know, but just watching her develop will be great fun. And this other person who's hanging out there, this young woman or girl, she's just so thoroughly enjoying your daughter and just wants to be part of her development. And she probably just gives her information. I don't get any of that information being bad at all. you know, and encourage it. So that way, if you want to, if it's part of what your daughter would like in terms of being able to see them, I know that a lot of kids have this, you know, when they're young. And again, my mother was very psychic and always encouraged it. If you encourage it, it might not ever go away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, we all have the abilities. But watch her. And also, I don't know if she's developed this yet, but she has this latent ability. She's really good at drawing. So if that hasn't developed yet, it will by the, you know, in the next couple of years. So that's going to be great fun, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, I get that she's very sparkly.
Yes, she is.
You know, great energy. But, yeah, this you know, person hanging out, nice energy, not to worry. And again, if you don't want her, she'll go. She only wants to be there because there's a nice heart connection. And she feels appreciated there. Your daughter talks to her. It's very nice.
Wow.
So, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yay.
Thank you.
Does she have a name?
It's funny. I don't usually pick up names, but it's weird. There's something with an S. I wouldn't be surprised if she wanted to be called Samantha. And that came in quickly. And again, I usually don't get names.
Hmm.
But,
okay.
You know, but again, just, you know, invite her in if you'd like her to stay. She is very happy to be hanging out. And again, it isn't like she's earthbound in any negative way like movies will depict. She just likes hanging out. She's processed. She's fine. In fact, you know, it's interesting because they'll sometimes talk about the religions. She just showed a cross over her head, and she was brought up in the Christian faith, and she said she went through whatever you're supposed to go through when you pass. She's all processed and just fine. But she just likes hanging around.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Wonderful. Very interesting. And we have another caller named Liz. Hi, Liz.
Hey, Liz.
Hi.
Hi.
I was just trying to find out if trying to connect with a male, actually, a young male.
Okay. He went from illness, yes?
Sort of and sort of not, but yeah.
Okay. Well,
he was connected to an illness.
He says he had a compromised immune system for quite some time. You know, and he's so cute. He's really adorable, isn't he? Very, very good-hearted. Had some developmental issues as well, correct?
Yeah.
You know? And yet he's really smart as a whip in there, you know? He's very, very sweet, very kind. You're involved in taking care of him?
A little bit.
Because he says you would check in on him. You know, it's interesting because he says that he's a very peaceful person. He's very, very sweet. He says he's a live wire, but the thing is, he didn't want to go, and yet he's completely at peace with having gone. And he's bouncing around in ways that he wasn't able to when he was here. He says his body restricted his freedom quite a bit, you know. And it's very strange because, you know, he wants to tell you that he didn't, regardless of how things came about, he says he did not contribute to his leaving his body on purpose. You know that, right?
Yes, yes.
You know, there were some people that weren't sure about that. They thought that he might have had a hand in it. And he said he absolutely wouldn't do that, but his immune system was compromised for quite some time. He tried to take responsibility and be as present as possible as he could. Also, his father is alive, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, he wants to get word to his dad that he's okay. He's absolutely okay. He's not angry. He's not angry. And again, it feels as if also, I'm not sure, I just got some heart issues, but I feel that they might be more emotional. He had trouble communicating sometimes, yes?
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. Really getting his emotional state across. And he really wants everyone to know that he really loves them, especially his dad. His dad might have this feeling, this pressure that he might have let him down, maybe because he just couldn't save him, you know? But that he's really all right.
They actually were somewhat alike and kind of bullheaded, and they hadn't talked for about a year before his death.
Yeah, and
they were kind of angry with one another, and so...
He says his dad really thinks part of it is his fault.
I believe that, yes.
you know. So if you can get a message to him, tell him it really isn't his fault. He thinks it would have happened anyway. And he's laughing, and he says, well, that's a nice compliment. I'm like my dad, but not when you put it that way. But he was very stubborn, but for him it came out of frustration. He feels like there was something inside him limiting him, and he didn't know how to emotionally be forthright or forthcoming. And yet on the inside he has this great desire to be. I get him trying to take responsibility to do a good job and then just not knowing how. And again, part of it could be learned behavior. But he said he has great empathy, regardless of the rifts they had. He has great empathy for his dad because he said his dad, it's as if he wishes he could hold him in his arms, that he feels like he dropped him, he dropped the ball, and that it's really okay. And that when the time comes many, many years from now when his dad gets there, he wants to hug him and he won't be angry. And it's very important that his dad know that.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. A lot of sense because we don't have that. It was my son, and we don't have that problem because we were completely close and everything. Although I understand what you're saying about he was frustrated that he couldn't do the things he wanted to do, or, you know, didn't always get things accomplished.
Right.
And he didn't know how to talk to his dad.
No, he just didn't know. And he said he was mad at himself for a while because even if his dad didn't know how, he said he should have known how. But he's not. There's something in your son that he's just not an angry person. He doesn't hold grudges. You know, there's like this innate kindness. He also says that sometimes when you're lying down right before you fall asleep, you'll feel him next to you. He'll come and just kind of lie there on your left side for a few minutes, and that you'll feel him. You know, he said he tried kissing you on the head a few times, and you would just stop, and that you have an awareness that he's around you, you know?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
And he said he's really, in fact, he's hugging you. If you're getting tingly, he's hugging you right now while we're talking. And he just says, life with you was a blessing, and thank you, you know, because he said you took good care of him. He's very concerned that you're not mad at him for going, and he knows in his heart you're not. But he would have stayed, and he just, it's again, it was outside of his control, and he knows you're really not mad at him, but he just needs to put that out there. He just wants, and he knows that you love him, and he loves you, and he says, just don't be mad at me.
No, I'm not mad at him. You were talking, I was listening earlier, though, and how I've gone through all these stages, and I just started finding out he's been gone 2.5 years, and I've just started realizing that it's different when you lose your child. That
yeah.
Even if they're grown up and they're a young adult or what have you, it's not like a year later or 2 years later, you've gone through your grief and now you're fine. It's like it's never okay.
Oh, no, I don't think, I agree with you 100%.
I mean, when my father died, after a few years, he's been gone a number of years, you know, you expect your parents to die, and sometimes you might think that you might lose a spouse, one of you is going to go before the other, or something of that nature, but this is something you turn on, you're mad it happened, but not mad at him, but mad sometimes at the world that it happened, or you want to change it, you'd like to go back.
Right.
You beat yourself up for things that you do.
He wants to answer what you're saying. He said when it you never walk away from or grow apart from him, but he said he specifically is showing you going outside and smelling a flower. If you can do that and take in the energy of the things of beauty around you, your vibrational level rises so that he can hug you and you can feel it. So it isn't that you're going on with life without him. It isn't like that at all. But the more you connect to the things that raise your vibration with joy, even though, and I can only imagine, you know, it's how can you ever be joyful, you know, again. So I have incredible empathy and I understand that. But yet there's this amazing thing that somebody up there worked out that the more we, it isn't accepting or it isn't, you know, whatever state your mind is in and your heart is in and anger as well, if you can connect with something that just raises the vibration and gives you joy, it in a physics way, it raises the vibration so that he can have access to you so that when he hugs you, like he always does, you'll really feel it. And you'll really know he's there.
While
we were talking earlier, you were able to feel him, yes? Could you feel that tingling?
Yes, I did feel that. And
you know,
you swear when you said that he lays down. The first time it happened that I actually felt, and even one time I looked and saw depression. I'm not kidding. I actually saw depression on the bed. It didn't frighten me because it felt like it. You know how you go into a room? It's like I have two younger sons, and you come into the house, and you're not sure which one is home, but you know right away from the feeling of that person.
Uh-huh.
That's why I wasn't worried or scared. I mean, I could just feel that it was him.
Yes,
but
he says it absolutely is. And he has this impish energy and a great smile. You know, he's a little mischievous, and he likes it that way. You know,
yeah.
So, yeah, he is there. So, again, anything, if you think of him with joy, the more joy you can, you know, and, again, of course there's grief, but the more joy, if you can think of him and smile or think of him and laugh, he has more access to you. So it doesn't mean to bypass the grief. It's, of course, it's real. But he's there. He's absolutely there, and boy, does he love you.
Well, I feel like he wants me to be happy and that it hurts him if I'm not, if that sounds strange. But
no, it doesn't
sound
strange.
So I'm really putting, you know, myself out there and going on. And I do have two younger sons. One of my youngest son is still in school, so I really don't want to be unavailable for them either. But that makes sense what you're saying, that unless I can, and you know, celebrate his life, or, you know, we actually had a cake.
Oh, absolutely. You know, yeah, he just mentioned his birthday. He said he wants you to celebrate, and he loves hearing you talk about him. He loves it, you know.
Oh, that's
wonderful. Even though it hasn't been that long, you can actually talk about him and laugh now, and that makes him really happy. Yeah,
I can, which is
really
not to say
happy.
That I just when I was hearing you talk before, realized, though, that it seems like as much as we miss people, that's the part I'm having a hard time with, is even going on. And I've come to an acceptance, and it was something I feel like it was supposed to happen, whether I like it or not. It's just the way things were put out there, for whatever lessons he needed or whatever lessons I needed. I still miss him, and I don't know what to do about that. So
yeah,
nothing changes,
says,
that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. He says he absolutely understands that, and he says, but I'm still yours, and you're still mine.
Aww.
You know, so he might be out of body, but he's with you. He really is.
So the best way would be to go outside and
yeah.
get in nature and walk around and
right.
and
watch for birdies. Stick your nose in a flower. He just laughed and said, make sure there isn't a bumblebee in it. Play with puppies. Hold new babies. Anything that brings that spark of life where you're just that raises you up, and you'll feel
mm-hmm.
him more and more. And it doesn't mean that he's not hugging you when you cry or when you're in grief. You just can't feel it as much, but you still have to get through the grief, of course, you know.
Right.
But he's hugging you. He's still hugging you then, too. But that's the key, raising the vibrational level. And he said sometimes when he lies down next to you, right before you tend to lie on your back before you fall asleep, and you'll
mm-hmm.
start to get this little wavy feeling. And then you kind of turn to your left often and curl up. And he says it's like you turn towards him, and you've asked for dreams, and they're going to be coming in more and more.
Oh, wonderful.
So, yeah. He's
so
going
funny.
To help you.
My goodness, I'll lay there, and then just as I'm starting to fall asleep, I do. I turn right on my left side towards the wall.
Towards him, he says, you're turning right towards
yep.
me. He says, it's not the wall, it's me. and you just curl up, and he says, he's helping. It's a new language for him, too. As hard as it is for us, they're learning how to do it, too. So, you know, he says, watch, you'll see more and more of me. He says, I'm always here. And he's laughing. He says, when the time comes in 100 years, he'll hip-check everybody out of the way and be the first to hug you. So just know that he's with you, and his heart is really happy when he hears you laugh with the other kids. It
mm-hmm.
really makes him happy. The more you can be present with them, he says, so, you know, one thing I've seen so many parents will get there and say, oh, my God, if I knew I were going to be with you, I would have been more present for the others. Be present. Be present for them. It makes him happy, too. And he is.
And it's such great advice to just get happy so that you can start feeling him. That's wonderful.
Oh, work very perfect. Hard at that.
Thanks for calling in, Liz. I am sure that was valuable information for a lot of people. Now, we only have a few minutes left, Marilyn, but I do want to talk about your workshop on the upcoming cruise.
I'm very excited about it. I talked a little bit about some of the things tonight. we'll be talking a lot about how everybody has the ability, everybody has the potential. We've all had experiences. As soon as you bring it up, everyone starts talking about it, you know, that they've had an experience when they were younger. And basically talking about the vibrational level changes, the physics involved, and how it's accessible to everybody, how you can really connect yourself. And it's interesting because very often when people have communications, they'll feel that rush of energy like Liz did. They'll feel that hug. So we're going to talk about that, talk about people's experiences, how to manifest that, and then, of course, I'll be channeling for people. And I'm very excited. It's just really the accessibility. There's a science to it. It is mystical. It is spiritual. For me, it's, you know, it's part of God's grace. But there's really a way to go about it to raise the vibrational level so that we can open ourselves up to more experiences and really alleviate the grief and move forward, break family patterns that might not be that healthy, because that helps them. You know, when you break a pattern and become healthier, it helps your children, it helps the generations before you. So that's what we'll be talking about, and we'll see who wants to come in. And I leave a lot open to what's going on for the people who are there and the people who want to come in and manifest.
You know, I've got to tell you, I'm very excited about this workshop because I want to help to raise my vibration because I want to start communicating with the other side. It's time. I'm there. My intention is there, and I'm open to it. And I want to be able to see now. So this is going to be a great learning resource for me. Now, if you'd like to learn more about the Cruise to Transformation and all of the terrific workshops, go to loaradionetwork.com and click on the Cruise page, and you'll find all of the workshops there. There are some really, really terrific ones. And also, if you would like to have a private session with Marilyn, you can call 760-602-0228. That is 760-602-0228. Or if you'd like to schedule a private with her for on board the cruise, just tell her that you want to go on the cruise and she will make all of the arrangements for you. So give her a call or go and visit the LOARadionetwork.com page and check out everything there. Marilyn, it has been a terrific pleasure spending this time with you tonight.
Oh, thank you. It's been great fun knowing you too. Thank you. This has been wonderful.
And to all the wonderful listeners out there, have a fantastic week. Thank you for joining us on Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. For more information, go to Law of Attraction Radio Network at Law of Attract TalkRadio.com or LawOfAttractionTools.com.